Welcome back to Coogee and the Coast. We are real coastal locals who tell stories about the past, provide intel about the present, and take a gander at the future. We are Aussie kids who love to uncover, discover, and find another angle.
Hi, I'm Lucy, and I'm here to host this episode of Coogee and the Coast with Ava. As we are nearing the end of the year, we are presenting you with a podcast shorter in quantity, but still top quality.
This episode of Coogee and the Coast will include inside information about all your local sports clubs. I am a lover of sport and want you to know the importance of joining local sports clubs of any kind. Lots of my friends and I participate in our local sports clubs. I, for example, do nippers and netball and enjoy every second of the training and games.
That sounds great, Ava. This episode is sure to score a point in the stadium. Jocelyn's informative and creative story on the local Randwick Netball Club.
Catch, pass, shoot, score! It's the end of the game and your opponents shake your hand as well as congratulating you on your win. Your Randwick Netball team has won the grand final. You collect your trophy with a big grin on your face. I started playing netball when I was 7 years old at the Randwick Netball Club.
I started playing netball 6 years ago.
Netball has become one of the biggest team sports in Australia, played by over 1.2 million men, women and children from all over the country.
I guess I started playing netball because I was inspired by friends and family and all their experiences. So I gave it a go and fell in love.
My netball team, the Randwick Rugby Netball Club, which was established in 1964, is the largest club in the eastern suburbs of Sydney. But what are the benefits of children playing netball? Netball has many social, physical and mental improvements. Netball gives children a sense of responsibility through the different positions they play during the game.
My favourite position in netball is absolutely, definitely centre.
I recently started playing last year and found a fence fit me best out of all the positions.
The Randwick Netball Club was an organisation in Coogee created for the community who wished to play netball, whether for fitness, fun or just for competition. Now, netball has become the biggest participation sport for girls in Australia, as well as netball teaching children skills that they can take into the wider world, such as cooperation, respect and responsibility. Randwick Rugby Netball Club actually began when three fathers were having a discussion at the Randwick Rugby Club in Coogee. The three fathers had eight daughters, but no boys. Because so much money, resources and time is put towards boys' sports, they decided it was time for girls to have their own sport teams as well.
The hardest game I've played was definitely my grand finals last year. It was a very tough game.
Personally, playing netball has helped me with hand-eye coordination, has built up muscle strength and stamina, boosted my confidence, and helped me and other players push towards improvement and goals. How about a couple of my sport heroes? They're known other than Carol Bunton and Mary Kelly, who both received the Australian Sports Medal in netball. Mary and Carol were also awarded with life membership by Randwick Netball Association for service in netball in the community. Carol was now the current junior register and Mary is the junior vice president of the Randwick Netball Association. Today, the Randwick Rugby Netball Club is the largest netball club in the eastern suburbs. The Randwick Netball Association for the past 60 years has continued to expand the number of teams. From three teams in 1964 to more than 80 teams today, regardless of gender, age and ability, everyone and anyone can play netball. I've been playing netball for 5 years straight and wish to continue throughout my lifetime.
Thank you, Drew and Grace, for your insight on your netball experience.
This is Jocelyn reporting for Coogee and the Coast.
Well, that was inspiring. I learnt so much about netball in that story and all the positions. I'm pretty sure now that the centre circle is the best position of all.
I agree. That was a fantastic report. It's so great to know that so many little Coogee kids are playing netball and that people can look up to our netball players today.
Next up, we have a story from Mia on the Coogee Beach Volleyball Club.
I always see the sand volleyball players when I go to the beach and it looks like quite a bit of fun.
The ball is volleyed over the net, hitting the right back corner. Sand sprays my face. One last serve and the game will end 21 points. The player raises their arm, ready to strike, as they throw the ball just above their opponent's head, taking a last, short breath. A cheer erupts. Do you participate in a sports club? I play at Coogee's very own CBVA, short for Coogee Beach Volleyball Association. With multiple coaches and participants, local beachgoers are used to seeing the nets at full rise or having to duck as a ball is spiked over the stone wall onto the boardwalk off the beach. Most of the kids in the junior program train 2 to 3 days a week, while the adult members only train once or twice a week but have access to the court nets anytime they'd like. If you're looking for a place to play, go to the app BeachUp, BeachUp. It can be found on any app store. There, you'll see us in the top 6 suggestions to play in Australia.
Now to Andrea, a volleyball coach at CBVA. Hi Andrea, welcome here at our studio today, and thanks for coming. We've been really excited to have you.
Thanks so much for having me, I'm excited to be here.
I should first let our listeners know that you're my volleyball coach. You've been my coach for like 1, 2, 3 years? Yeah?
Something like that, yeah.
I think we're ready to start. So first off, when did the volleyball journey start for you and what or who encouraged you to give it a go?
My volleyball journey started probably about 3 years ago, so not that long. And I actually got into it through my kids who started in the junior volleyball program that you're part of now. And that's how I got to meet my now coach and the head coach of the junior program, who's been doing it for a very long time. Yeah. And I fell into it through my kids, and then the coach encouraged me to take up a lesson and just give it a go. And once I did, I just fell in love with it because it was so much fun, and I just kept going with it.
Yeah, I've been playing for a while, and it's just like you really love, like I really love playing beach volleyball.
It is great, isn't it? Yeah. It's fun.
So how do you think coaching volleyball helps other areas of your day-to-day life?
I think it's one of those things where any sort of interaction with other people helps you, because you get to know people, you know how to talk to them, and you apply it to other areas in your life. Because as you know as well, in coaching, you do tend to have a bit of a chat on the sidelines, and you get to know other people, and you know what they're going through, or things that they're going through at school, or what they're doing on the weekend. So it definitely helps with just social skills as well, and knowing how to be and have fun with other people.
I agree, do you also play indoor volleyball or just sand volleyball? Like, does either one have any benefits over the other?
I personally have never played indoor volleyball, so yeah. I'm addicted to and vouch for beach volleyball.
Yeah.
I know that the two are definitely very different. Some say it's almost like a different sport, because technique-wise and the whole game, like, you know, 2 players versus 6 aside, is very, very different. The speed of the game is different. And then also physically, it's very different to be on a hard surface indoor versus on a sand, as you know. Yeah. That is very exhausting.
Like when you're roller skating, you have to have the...
Yeah, the pads, the knee pads and elbow pads, exactly. Yeah. So diving on sand is more fun, right?
Any funny or interesting stories you'd like to share about your coaching days?
I can't think of one particular story, but as you know, we have lots of fun things happen all the time, which is great. I just love the whole, you know, fun of it. I love just having a good time while obviously teaching kids the new skills. And, you know, you're the perfect example. Like, you've improved so much over the last few years, and we've always had good laughs and good times. Sometimes it's just really funny with obviously being in the beach, because it's a public area, and you never know whether there's like, you know, a little baby walking across the court or, you know, seagulls taking over temporarily, or, you know.
We've had that one.
Yeah, exactly. So there's lots of fun things that are happening. Not one particular story, but it's definitely always associated with fun. So it's a good time.
And lastly, is there anything you'd like to tell our listeners about giving sand volleyball a go?
Well, I think, like, I experience it, and I know you as well. I feel like it's one of those things where a lot of people watch it and go like, oh, this looks like fun. And I do encourage everyone to give it a go, because it's one of those things where you try it and then you do realize how much fun it is. And I think it just have this weird addictiveness to it that people who start, they just can't stop because it is really fun. It combines all the best things. It's obviously a physical activity. It's quite demanding because it can be exhausting on the sand. You have to be able to play any conditions, heat, you know, wind, rain, whatever it might be. And on top of it all, it's a social thing. You're always with other people. It's not an individual sport. So you can have so much fun being outdoors and doing physical activity. So I think it has all the benefits and everyone should give it a go.
Well, thanks for joining us and answering our questions.
Thanks so much for having me. It was great.
And see you at the beach.
See you there.
The history of beach volleyball started in 1930, California, 35 years after the closely related indoor version appeared. The first official tournament took place in 1948 at Will Rogers State Beach in Santa Monica. The club is still holding its title for one of the best beach volleyball associations in New South Wales and holds tournaments regularly, one of which being Coogee Open, an annual event held in January at Coogee Beach in Sydney, attracting both professional and amateur players. So why don't you head up to the north end of Coogee Beach and trial a lesson today?
Wow, there's no ball to serve and I am starting to get hungry.
Same, but unfortunately now this episode is almost done.
Aww.
Well, thank you for listening to this Coogee and the Coast, and we will hope you have enjoyed it as well.
For more stories like these, subscribe to Coogee and the Coast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. This was Ava and Lucy reporting for Coogee and the Coast. ¶¶